1,500 fans a night. That was the goal set by team ownership before the start of the season. And so far, the Edge have shattered expectations. Averaging 3,318 fans a night, good enough for second best in league attendance. So why has the city endeared itself to the Edge? There's a multitude of factors. First of all, there aren't many options for entertainment in St. John's. Second, the cost is low, offering an affordable alternative for date nights and family events. And of course, the Edge are a winning team. They've won 26 of their 38 games thus far this season and have clinched second place in the Central Division. But perhaps no factor has contributed as much to their success as the addition of Patrick Cove's native Carl English.
Here's English. English. Drive, separation, pulls up, shoots, and ho-hum, another basket for Carl English. Went down hard on that one, though.
A world-traveled veteran, English is inspiring a new generation of athletes each time he hits the hardwood. And so far, his level of play has lived up to the hype. In 28 games for the Edge, English is averaging 24 points per game, good enough for second best in the league. His stellar season has been highlighted with a career-high 58-point performance at Mile 1. But basketball is a team game, and 11 other players take the court with English. One of the most notable names being Charles Hinkle, known for his YouTube vlogs, Hinkle Hoops. Hinkle is the only player to start all 38 games for the Edge, averaging 20.9 points and 6.3 rebounds. No one can dispute the team's success thus far, but there remains work to be done. The Edge are set to play the Windsor Express in the first round of the NBL Canada playoffs. St. John's heads into the series as the favorites, taking the season series against the Express 4-3. Ownership has begun preparations for the 2018-2019 season when the team will move to the league's Atlantic Division. Adam Pike, Kicker News.